Northampton. Yeah. Right, right. Well, seeing as the football season's just started, we'll try a bit of You Never Walk Alone to get everybody warmed up, right? Let's try it.
Those pop songs like Mama We're All Crazy Now and so on, they've all seemed to have gone. I mean, your music's a little different now. Although you haven't sort of left the circuit at all. You've been touring around, but...
Well, we've been touring solid, yeah.
What have you been doing exactly?
Mainly universities, clubs, ballrooms. We play behind the Iron Curtain. We've been doing playing anywhere and everywhere that would have us, but since we did the Reading Festival last summer... we went down a storm on that, you know, we were only added to the bill at the very last minute. We went down really great, and the media, the radio, the newspapers started to take notice of us again, and people realised that we were still alive and kicking, and since then it's been an uphill climb for us, and with the current record in the charts, you know, we're packing out the concert halls again now.
This must have put you in the heavy metal bag, though, the fact that you did Reading Festival.
Well, yes, we are getting a lot of heavy metal people coming to see us now, but we're not pigeonholed into one faction. We get all sorts of people coming to see us, but it's good for us as well. We're not only getting the old fans, but we're getting a much new, younger market as well, which is great.
And this is one of those concerts, Dave, that have... Well, in fact, it's been the fastest-selling concert in Hanley for quite some time. In fact, you've sold out.
Yeah. Oh, great.
What sort of a crowd do you think you'll be expecting tonight? Will they be expecting those old records?
Magic crowd.
They're all magic crowds.
No, it's Stoke's nice place to play, you know, around here. It's sort of good memories for us. I mean, what, I think it's been about probably 6 years or more since we've played here, this particular hall as well. I mean, at the time we played before, we were having it then, you know. And obviously, it's been a long time because we couldn't have done it a few years ago on account as we couldn't have sold it out, you know. But I think there'll be a lot of old people turning up, you know. And I think, once again, the new people are very much welcome, you know.
And the new single, Bringing the House Down, where that must be a live single, obviously. Where was that recorded?
Live-ish thought, yeah. Well, it was recorded at Portland Studios in London, and we recorded it in the bog to get a sort of a live feel. So we all took the gear in the bog, you see. Call it bog rock. And we had a bit of a laugh, you know, because we wanted to recreate something. We had an EP out before called When I'm Dancing, and it had an audience singing along. And it got a good feel about it on the radio, I thought, you know, that's some sort of direction. So the next song that came along was with that in mind.
Tell you when the hooded terror strikes. Hello, welcome to a special bonus episode of Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. As I've said before, if Cheap Trick did not exist, then Slade would be my favorite band of all time. And Slade's best songs simply cannot be topped, in my opinion. Just unbelievable. I've covered Slade's 70s career pretty extensively. If you check out the Glam Rock episode, which was the third episode of the podcast, and also my recent episode about my top 10 favorite albums from 1974. But I really could not do the Into the 80s episode where I looked at some of my favorite songs from the 80s by bands from the 70s. Couldn't do that without also celebrating what Slade did in the 80s.
What are you up to at the moment, Noddy?
We're in the middle of doing a new album, which will be out in November, and a British tour at Christmas.
And how many years have you been together now?
16.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you enjoying this newfound success as much as first time round?
Oh, yes, better.
After just monumental success in the UK in the early 70s, Slade moved to the US in 1975, but they simply could not break the band in the States, and they returned to the UK in early 1977, just in time for the punk and new wave explosion. At this point, their manager, Chaz Chandler, chose not to renew the band's contract with Polydor, instead signing them to his own label, Barn Records, and this would become the dark period for the band. Their last two albums of the 70s, Whatever Happened to Slade and Return to Base, although both good records, they sold so few copies on Barn Records that they're now quite rare and collector's items, and I don't even have them on vinyl, so there you go. Luckily for Slade, Ozzy Osbourne's new solo band, Blizzard of Oz, pulled out of the Reading Festival in 1980, and Slade were tapped to replace Blizzard of Oz, and their triumphant performance that day in August of 1980 truly reinvigorated their career for a time. It's a pretty famous comeback. In May of 1980, Slade had released an EP called Six of the Best with a pair of great new songs, When I'm Dancing, I Ain't Fighting, and a song called Night Starvation.
Yes, indeed, there's nothing more to say. Only that the boys
Slade would have a top 10 hit in early 1981 with a song called We'll Bring the House Down. So Slade had a top 10 hit in early 1981 with that song, We'll Bring the House Down. But when their follow-up single, Knuckle Sandwich Nancy, flopped in May of 81, they finally split with their manager, Chaz Chandler. Now producing and managing themselves, they released a single called Lock Up Your Daughters in September of 1981, which would also appear on their Till Death Do Us Part album in November.
Yeah.
That Till Death Do Us Part album also featured a killer song called Ruby Red, which somehow was not a hit. In November of 1982, Slade put out another single that should have been a hit but somehow was not, a great ballad called And Now C'est La Vie, parentheses, The Waltz. That song would be featured on the band's next album, which would not come out for a year after the single was released. This was an album called The Amazing Kamikaze Syndrome. It would feature another ballad that would go to number 2 on the UK charts, a song called My Oh My. Meanwhile, in November of 1983, in the United States, heavy metal band Quiet Riot had a top 10 hit, I think it went to number 5, with a cover of Slade's song Come On Feel the Noise, which was a number 1 single for 4 weeks in the UK for Slade in March of 1973. So for some reason, Slade just could not replicate their European success in the United States in the 70s. But people loved Quiet Riot's take on Slade in the 80s. Now, I remember hearing a rumor back then that on the chorus of this song, of Quiet Riot's version of the song, on the chorus, half of the background singers are actually singing Girls Fuck Your Boys and not Girls Rock Your Boys. So let's listen now with that in mind.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls What actually happened to your sort of? You're going really well. You had some tremendous hits, and you got sort of three number ones straight in, didn't you, and so on.
Yeah.
But you disappeared for a while from the English consciousness.
Yeah. Well, it was about 1976, and we found ourselves getting in a sort of rut. We were getting very stale, getting very bored with it ourselves. We thought we'd done all that we could in Europe. We'd, as you say, we'd had all the hit singles and albums. We'd made a movie. And we just didn't see any further we could go. And so the only market that we really hadn't cracked was America.
Mm.
So we went over there to try our hand at cracking that market. And obviously when we came back to England, people had sort of forgotten about us a little bit, and we were totally unfashionable. The punk explosion had taken place. And we just had to go back to playing the clubs and the ballrooms and universities and bide our time again till our turn came around.
Did you crack America? You didn't really, did you?
No, we never had really had a big hit record there, but we couldn't get any radio play on the singles there. They considered the singles were far too rowdy at that time.
Did they?
Yeah. We got a lot more play on our albums, and we sold a lot more albums, and consequently, that follows on the live gigs. We always went down a storm over there. But the tide's turned on over there now. The radio is playing our sort of material. I mean, one of our songs was a top five record there last year.
What was that?
By a group called Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise.
Oh, yeah.
And we've just been over in New York, actually, to sign a new deal for ourselves last week.
Do you regret the trip to America in the first place,
disappearing? We needed to do it. You know, it was a thing that the band needed to do. We knew we were getting stale, and we needed to get that fight back and get the adrenaline flowing, and... it worked. I think that's one of the reasons that we stayed together, you know.
Tell us about this number. It's quite a barrel of laughs, isn't it, to watch it?
We always wanted to do a jig with the old violin going and that. Yeah. And me and Jimmy had written this number. And
who is a violinist, isn't
he,
basically?
Yeah, he was a classically trained when he was a youngster.
Yeah.
He hasn't been practising much lately. You can't really tell on the record, but he's a bit ropey at the moment. But we decided to go in and put it like a sort of rock beat behind
Scottish
an old Scottish jig. Yeah,
and you did it near Worcester, didn't you?
We filmed the video at East Nor Castle.
Is that the sort of castle that's just near the motorway?
Yes,
I always drive past it.
It's got daffodils in it.
That's right, it's just off the motorway.
It's lit up at night, it looks great. And you had a sort of fairly interesting experience one night, didn't you, staying in a hotel down there?
Well, the night before we filmed the video, we'd got to all be up at 6 o'clock in the morning to make an early start, dawn shooting and all that. And we had the fire alarms at the hotel went off twice during the night, so nobody got any sleep. It went off about 2:30 and 4:30.
That's great. Except Dave Hill, didn't he sleep through the lot?
He slept through the lot, yeah. He always does.
It's wonderful what booze does, isn't it?
Anyway, don't drink, Dave. Oh, doesn't he? No.
Anyway, will you look at that camera there and say, here comes Run, Run Away?
Here comes Slade with Run, Run Away.
The Amazing Kamikaze Syndrome would be released in the US in April of 1984 with a different cover and a different title, Keep Your Hands Off My Power Supply. Also a slightly different track listing on that album. And this is crazy, but that album yielded the band their biggest hit in the US, a song called Run Run Away. This was their last top 10 hit in the UK, and their highest charting single in the US. It reached number 20. So this album, Keep Your Hands Off My Power Supply, is a great record. Let's hear a couple more tracks from it. In the Doghouse and High and Dry.
With your pants down, make you talk a long night.
In March of 1985, Slade released a sort of a sequel album to Keep Your Hands Off My Power Supply, an album called Rogue Gallery. This was album number 12 for the band, and it's a really good album, but it was not a hit anywhere, really. There was another great ballad on the album called All Join Hands, which inexplicably was replaced by the older song Lock Up Your Daughters on the US version of the record. There were a couple other absolutely killer singles on Rogue Gallery which were not hits. Great, great songs called Little Sheila and Mysterious Mr. Jones. We'll be right back. In November of 1985, Slade released what was billed as a Christmas party album called Crackers, which featured a great new single which had been inspired by Live Aid, a song called Do You Believe in Miracles? The original band would release one more album in April of 1977, a very poppy, keyboard-driven record called You Boys Make Big Noise. It was not a hit, but there are some great songs on that album. Let's hear two of my favorites. That's What Friends Are For, and We Won't Give In.
Yeah.
So there you have it, Slade in the 80s, a lot of great songs, I hope you agree. The original band would release two more singles in 1991, Radio Wall of Sound and Universe, before main songwriters Noddy Holder and Jim Lee would leave the band. Guitarist Dave Hill and drummer Don Powell would continue to soldier on. It's the same old story. Since Noddy and Jim wrote all the songs, they had the publishing, so they made most of the money. And Dave and Don had little choice but to continue on as best they could in order to make a living. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with the first song from Slade's 1985 album, Rogue Gallery. They were obviously trying to replicate the success of their hit Run Run Away with this song. But they did what they did quite well, so this is a fun song. It's really great, called Hey Ho, Wish You Well. Till next time.
I'll be back.